Hi, my name's Rahana Popel, and I'm originally from Afghanistan, and what's clear is that peace talks are the way forward for Afghanistan. Peace talks with the Taliban are the key part in order to bring peace and stability to Afghanistan. Any president who fails to acknowledge that will fail as a president. Now, because I've been a Pashtun who's from Kandahar, who's from the same tribal background as the Taliban are still failing to cooperate with him. Do you honestly believe that, hypothetically, you became the president of Afghanistan as a woman? Do you feel that the Taliban would talk to you? Do you honestly believe that you would be the person to bring peace and stability to Afghanistan, to a country that has no understanding of human rights or women's values? Do you honestly believe that we are ready for such a person? Because, in my opinion, I don't think we are at all in any shape or form. And I think, personally, by a woman running for Afghanistan, a woman president running for Afghanistan might actually be a further hindrance in the road to peace and stability of Afghanistan.
So take the first point first, which was the lady's view was that bringing the Taliban into peace talks is the only way to move forward.
Allow me to disagree with that, because we need to differentiate between two. First of all, not necessarily talking with Taliban will bring peace in Afghanistan. Because I don't actually believe that Taliban are an Afghan agenda. Taliban were created outside Afghanistan. They're following agendas. And Afghanistan have been a battlefield between regional powers in Afghanistan. And even those Taliban who would like to actually join the peace process, they're either being arrested or being killed. Because there are certain networks, you know, who benefit this project, who benefit this conflict project. You know, in the case of Balabradar is just a small example. He wanted to join the peace process, the so-called peace process, and he was arrested, or he, you know, received trouble. So I don't believe that the only way forward for Afghanistan is actually talking with Taliban. I agree with you on a principle. You know, peace is a principle, and nobody will disagree with you on that. I agree with you that the only way forward for Afghanistan is to live together on a peace. But talking to Taliban, knowing that they are actually implementing agendas of other countries. Today, if you bring Taliban to share power with them, if certain countries don't see their interest in that, they will go to create another project. Remember when the Mujahideen were fighting against Soviet, all of these countries were supporting Mujahideen. When Mujahideen get to power and they didn't listen to some of these countries, they went to establish and create Taliban against Mujahideen. Now, if Taliban are brought to power and a political deal is made with them, there will be another project to destabilize Afghanistan, because certain countries believe that a destabilized Afghanistan is in their interest, economically and politically. And also, certain countries believe that because one country has a good relationship with Afghanistan, they need to destabilize Afghanistan. So we have basically been a battlefield between all of these powers. So I think it would be a mistake for us to say the only way forward would be to talk with Taliban. Taliban certainly don't want to talk with President Karzai, because he was the one who initiated this peace talk, because they think he's a puppet, which is, you know, that's what they think. They would like to talk with the United States, because they get political identity by talking with the United States. They, with the Doha office, with the Qatar office, which was, you know, initiated by United States, they actually get closer to resources, political and financial resources, and I'm sure they become even stronger. And their source of networks and their source of support will even expand. So they would like to, you know, talk to those who are the first decision makers. At this stage, they believe that, and they want to make a political deal to release their prisoners, first of all, and to get a political impunity, so to say. And they wouldn't get that from President Karzai, so why should they talk to President Karzai? Or why should they talk to anybody like me? Because they want to rule the country. They don't want to share power.
I'm sorry, can I interject? I met with the Taliban, like near enough a year ago now. I met with Ahmed Bakil, the former Taliban foreign minister. I met with Mullah Zayef. I met with Abani. I've met these people and I've spoken to them. Now, their aim in the peace process is not to become the leaders of Afghanistan, rather it's to bring peace and stability to Afghanistan. Now, when you hear this firsthand from the Taliban, I went to Kandahar and I traveled to Helmand. I've spoken to these individuals. Now, this is, in my opinion, a Western misconception. The Taliban are not here to start another war. They don't want to be the leaders of Afghanistan. Rather, they want to be represented in Afghan parliament. They want to represent the people of Afghanistan, and they should be brought to the table, because whether we like it or not, there are Afghan people who follow the Taliban, who believe in their political identity and that political party. Therefore, they need representation. Therefore, it'll be to say that it's just regional actors and their identity, that's not true.
Can you let Fadi respond to the point that
the people you name, we don't have problem with them. They're actually sitting in Kabul and they're enjoying as much good life as more than me, because they travel around the world and they publish, you know, they publish books and they write books and they write, you know, memoirs. So I don't think they have any problem with the world or with me. We're talking about Taliban, led by Mullah Omar. It's a group which would like to rule the country. They have their three conditions, Taliban as a group. The first condition is Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. They don't want Islamic Republic of Afghanistan. They want Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. The second condition is Islamic woman rights. Living under Taliban, living my whole life in Afghanistan, but in particularly under Taliban, I know what does that mean, and I don't think that even women in Kandahar and in Helmand want their daughters to suffer as much as they suffered during Taliban. I think they deserve. We cannot have double standard in Afghanistan. We cannot say that in one part of the country, women deserve to send their girls to school, but in another part of the country, it's just because we want Taliban rule, we shouldn't allow women to go to school. So it's a double standard. I think women even in Kandahar would like to see their girls and their daughters to go to school. And although there was threats, there was risks, women were attacked by acid. The girl students were attacked by acid in the faces in Kandahar, but still girls go to school. I think that's a woman voice in different parts of the country speaking. Now, if Taliban would like to be part of a political process, they would like to come to the parliament. They are more than welcome to be part of a political process. You know, go participate in the elections. If they win, well done. We will all, you know, give them applause. But it's not that we give them seats just because they're Taliban, just because they want to go to ask for their rights through violent means.
Do you trust the Taliban would you trust the Taliban within the political?
Forward publicly, say that, you know, we want to share power. We want to participate in a political process. This is something we dream for, but Taliban have never said so.